Independence Day special edition of Rosie on the House. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of the natures God entitled them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to separation. Declaration of Independence.
Basically it saying, see ya, partner.
It is their declaration of the causes which impelled the Founding Fathers to motivate them to separate from England. It's a beautiful document. If you haven't read it, it's pretty easy to get a copy of it.
Read, apply, follow.
That's absolutely true.
All of our listeners, we're preaching to the choir, though.
We're talking about a lot of things here this morning on Rosie on the House. Glad you're tuned in. That's my son, you hear, Romy, who's co-hosted the show with me since about 2002 or 2003, as I remember, when you came home from working at the family farm down in Louisiana for a year. And, of course, I've got my wife of almost 40 years, sweet Jennifer, here in the broadcast booth. Babe, thanks for always sticking with us here as we've been broadcasting for 30 years. That's pretty incredible that that celebration's coming up. And Mike Reish, our broadcast engineer. We have been together, coming to you every Saturday morning for one purpose, to protect you from making a mistake as it relates to owning your Arizona home, maintaining your Arizona home, improving your Arizona home, or remodeling your Arizona home. There's a lot of bad information out there, and I started the show 30 years ago really with the intent of trying to keep people from falling victim to all the scams that were out there, and it's just kind of grown from there. So we're here celebrating Independence Day today. Red, white, and blue of Rosie on the House. Jennifer and I were in church a month ago.
Memorial Day weekend.
And we were treated to something we were not familiar with, that as you fold the American flag, each fold represents some designation, some purpose. So, Jennifer, if you wouldn't mind, share with us a couple of those. And if you're calling in to get on the show, just know while Jennifer's doing this, you'll just be put on hold. If you want to talk to us, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We're talking about keeping your home safe while you're away on vacation. We're talking about buying that first, second home up in the mountains, that cool cabin retreat. And we're talking about the American flag.
Yeah, as far as the flag goes, you know, there's a certain etiquette to putting a flag away. You know, you don't just take it up, down, and just fold it in half and throw it away, you have to fold it in a certain way. And tradition has it that you would fold it two times lengthwise. Okay, can you picture that? Fold,
yes.
Fold like you're folding a bed sheet. And then starting at the end opposite of the blue, you would make a triangle and then continue that triangle down to the till it was all folded. Now, that constitutes about 13 folds. So that's how it started. And then over time, you know, maybe you would do that for Memorial Day or Veterans Day, so people wanted to kind of have some meaning put to it, or maybe we were laying someone to rest who'd been in service. And so they came up with several different ones that you can apply. But originally, it was probably started by a U.S. Air Force chaplain.
Okay.
So it's not mandated or anything. It'd be something you would need to request.
Okay.
So traditionally, then, the first fold would be a symbol of life.
Is this the long ways fold?
Yes, the first long ways fold would be life. Yeah,
okay.
Because those are included in the 13th. So I'm assuming.
Okay.
So, and then second fold is our belief in eternal life. The third fold is made in honor and remembrance of the veterans departing our ranks who gave a portion of their lives for the defense of our country to attain peace throughout the world.
And that would be the third fold is the first triangular fold.
Correct.
Okay.
So we can kind of take calls and go back and forth. But there's 13 of those in all. Very thoughtful.
Mike Reish, our broadcast engineer, a veteran, U.S. Army, and you did a lot of the funerals.
Yeah, I was a pallbearer while I was over there when I was going through AIT or Advanced Individual Training down to Fort Jackson. So
can you fold a pretty tight flag?
Oh, yeah.
You can tuck her in pretty tight?
Well, when you're doing that for a veteran that of World War II or, you know, Vietnam, which I did, that's serious business.
It is serious.
There's no
business.
Time for joking around. That is an absolutely important.
Solemn.
It was the most humbling thing I've ever been part of. We'll put it that way. I mean, to be honored to do something like that, it was the most unique experience at the time, and it was the most meaningful thing I had ever done at my point at that point in my life, and probably to this point. Those were heroes, and that's not something I joke about.
Were you aware that there were designated purposes of each fold, representations?
Yeah, we went through that.
Okay.
It's been, I mean, that was a long, it was, I realized the other day, it's been about 17, 18 years ago when I did that, but I mean,
all right. Well, through the course of this morning's show in this last hour, Jennifer's going to take us through the meaning of each of the 13 folds of the American flag when you're putting it away. And, Romy, you were running a contest last hour about how to properly display an American flag when it's clustered with other flags and all the flagpoles are the same height. Where does the American flag, which one is the American flag?
To the right.
To the right, to the right as you're on stage looking out, or to right as you are in the audience looking up to the stage?
When you are looking at the stage.
The cluster. When you're looking at the cluster of flags, the American flag is always on the right.
Correct.
Okay.
So now, technically, though, when if you don't have your flagpoles in, you should make your American flagpole higher than the other ones.
And then it stands in the middle, right?
Let's see. We've got the full blog here.
At RosieOnTheHouse.com. What's that? We have a video there on American flags?
Well, we were showcasing, you know, you've heard us talking. We go to the hardware shows, and we've really been pushing American-made products and bringing the demand back for American-made
products. Yeah.
We finally did something about it. We created an e-commerce store, and we have Valley Forge flags is an American-made flag. They've got the two-ply polyester is the one we stock because it's the most durable.
Okay.
And so we put a little video on it on our homepage.
Oh, very good. All right.
Finally got tired of just complaining that you couldn't do anything about it or find it, and so we did something about it. But there, in that process, there's also some retailers here that we'll cover in the state, ones in Prescott, ones in Gilbert, that carry and supply American-made flags.
Displaying the American flag, Old Glory. We'd appreciate all of our listeners taking a little break from the program. And if you haven't already got the flag out on display, get it out there and get it on display. Okay, we're talking a little bit about keeping that home safe. You've got vacation coming up and you're going to be away from the home. The home's going to be empty. What are some of the things you can do to ensure the safety of your home? We talked a little bit about the fact that in July and August, home break-ins increase, home burglaries increase 10 to 20% depending on particular areas. And generally speaking, and you may be surprised to find this out, generally speaking, the port of entry for most home burglaries is the front door. And track home architecture in Arizona from the 80s and 90s really lend themselves to being good targets because they have this big portico share thing coming off the front of the house with the front door recessed just a little bit back. So the front door isn't highly visible from down the street or the neighbor's house. If you live in a home like that, just know this. Your home will become a target when the criminals start casing the neighborhood. That's exactly how they identify which homes they're going to hit. So if your home is screened by the architecture or by vegetation from a good, clean line of sight from your neighbor's house, you must protect your front door. And we are big, big fans of good, quality, decorative, secure screen doors on the front door. Because now, as a criminal casing the joint, now I'm not going to get in your house. It's only going to take me 30 seconds to break into a front door. 30 seconds, folks. In many instances, it's under 10 seconds, okay? But you put that security screen door there in front of it, and now you've doubled my effort I'm going to have to expel to get in your house. So good deadbolts, good security screen doors, and we're big believers in security systems as well. Upgrade to the smart technology smart locks. And people always ask about hiding a key. Listen, if I'm casing your neighborhood, the other thing I'm going to case are the hardware stores in your neighborhood. And I'm going to find which hide-a-key they're selling. I'm going to go to the locksmith shops in your neighborhood. I'm going to go to the hardware stores in your neighborhood. And if it's the little green rock that has the floor that slides away, or if it's a Toro-looking sprinkler head that the top pops off, as someone that's experienced in casing the neighborhoods, I can spot those from the street. And I know none of you are hiding a key under the front doormat, right? Nothing. I mean, that went out like in the 50s, right? Nobody's doing that. If you feel you must hide a key, let me give you a great Rosie on the House tip. Get that green rock or get that hide a key component, whatever you're doing, and buy two of them, okay? And find the neighbor you trust the most and put your key in the hide a key in their yard. And put their key in the hide-a-key in your yard. Get it? Now the burglar comes up, finds that hide-a-key, pops it open, gets the key out, and tries to get in your house, and he can't do it. And he isn't going to take the time going around to every house in the neighborhood to find out which one it belongs to. So hide your key at your most trusted neighbor's house and let them, in turn, hide their key at your house. Just a couple more ways to keep your home safe while you're away on vacation. More at Rosie on the House when we get back.